from the bail hearing will take over, and seems like well, yesterday they made an agreement that they were going to start early, and the time that was pointed out was 9 o'clock. But hey, at least we have learned that even in professional settings, we will always be Africans in terms of, you know, with respect to time. We'll always be like, all right, you know what, let's meet here first thing tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. And then the tomorrow morning comes and it's 9:39. And, well, the judge is like, when did I say we're going to start again? 9? Well, I meant 11. Yeah, well, like, don't worry, Your Honor. We, well, minus a couple of, you know, a couple of white guys that are here. What we meant was, well, we totally understand, Your Honor. I mean, we're Africans. You know, at this point, if you are, you know, if you are white and you are born and raised in Africa, and you still can't catch up with this time, then that's on you. But, well, it seems like I'm not going to... Careful what you wish for, because the bail hearing in the matter between the state and in the matter between the state versus Range Rover Oil 1NA have started.
Nine and 15, Ms. Gebhardt, and accuse 4, Mr. Casper. And Mr. Namanje for accused 5, 6, 7, 10 and 11. I was informed that Mr. Namanje is not here, but Mr. Gaib is standing in for him, and we are ready to proceed.
Yes, maybe before we proceed, yesterday I have indicated that I have another matter in Mungunda Street, continuation of a bail application. I have communicated with the state on the other side, the prosecutor involved. However, I have not heard from them. I have informed them I am available to proceed at 1400 hours. In the event that they are not available, then we are proceeding with this matter.
Yes, the court, please.
We can proceed.
I confirm my appearance together with Mr. Kazondana on behalf of accused 5, 6, 7, 10, and 11. I was informed yesterday by Mr. Namanje he will join us shortly, Your Worship, as he is engaged in the High Court. Your Worship, before any cross-examination commences, yesterday Mr. Namanje took issue and placed it on record that in respect of count 42, where there's a mistaken identity regarding the witness in the box, the state was given notice whether to make up, to make up their mind, whether they persist with that charge as it stands, or whether there will be a withdrawal. So before any cross-examination, we just want an indication from the state on that position, Your Worship. Other than that, we are ready to proceed, Your Worship.
Maybe before you proceed, I want to hear from
Your Worship, as my colleagues would note, that this is a bail application. The charges can be amended at any time. And in any event, when the proceedings started, the accused person were not asked to plead to the charges. So we do not see why there is an issue with regard to the charge, because in the event that the matter, in all probability, this matter will not be tried in this court, these are just preliminary charges that the accused persons are facing. And we are still at liberty, as provided for in the Criminal Procedure Act, to amend the charges as the matter proceeds. So it will not be prejudicial to the accused persons as the charges are. I think they have been duly informed with regard to the charges that they are facing. So our application, or our submission in short, is that the charges will be amended. It's not a trial, it's a bail application. The accused persons know what charges he is facing, at least for now. The The only issue there is the account number. That charge will be amended, but we will not be withdrawing it because it's not a trial. That is the short of what I'm saying.
Yes.
Just in response, we don't want to delay unnecessarily, but what my colleague is submitting is worrisome because in this bail application, there are grounds which apparently there's a seriousness and the state has a strong case against the accused person. In determining that ground, this court needs to have cognizance and take regard to all the charges that the accused person is facing, including that count 42 we are dealing with. So when my colleague says it will be amended in future, is my colleague saying that for purposes of this bail application, the court must disregard it or the court must consider that count against the accused person as far as that ground is concerned? The state needs to adopt a position in respect of that count and tell this court, because this accused person must make out a case that he's a candidate when it comes to that count. This court, in coming to a decision at the end of the day, will be required to have regard to the entire charge sheet or indictment as it is now, not in future when this case goes to trial, probably after 10 years. So my colleague's concerns are very prejudicial, the submissions are prejudicial and very concerning as far as the defense is concerned.
Yes, I understand, but the state have made its position. You have also indicated it's on record yesterday that you reserve your rights. It's on record.
Exactly.
Yes, so yes. For now we can proceed.
Yes, the court, please.
Yes.
Please, the court, Your Worship, I confirm my appearance for the first, third, and eighth accused persons. As placed on record yesterday, Your Worship, of all the defendants' counsel, I'm the only one who indicated that I would like to cross-examine Mr. Peter Elindi on one or two aspects of his evidence in chief. May I proceed, Your Worship?
You can proceed.
Mr. Peter Elindi, may I request you to go to page 2 of the bundle, the indexed bundle, dated the 13th July 2025. And I want you to go to page 2. That is the count. Yes, 13th July 2025. And I want you to go to page 2 of that bundle. That is count 57, Your Worship. Page 2. Are you there?
Yes.
According to that count or to that charge, the state alleges that between 20 and 21st July 2022, the accused person, that is you, did directly or indirectly and corruptly offer money in the amount of 2.5 million to Cornelius Petrus Willems and Jennifer Mukwaya, employees of NAMCO, as an inducement for having abused their office and or position in facilitating the purchase of the 9 service stations and the subsequent payment of an amount of 53,212,000 by NAMCO. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Now, Mr. Peter Elindi, have you, in your personal capacity, have you made any payment in that alleged amount to accused number 3, that is Jennifer Mukwaya?
No, sir. I don't even know what this means. For me, the first time I'm seeing such an amount.
Okay. Now, relating to the charges against accused number 1, that is Mr. Mulunga, the state alleges that he committed fraud because he authorized the payment in the amount of 53 million, being the purchase price of the assets, into the account of Enercon, without ensuring that Enercon was the owner of those assets.
Yes.
Any comment to that?
Well, for me, this was a commercial transaction that took place between two entities. And just for purpose of the court record, which you already placed, Your Worship, this transaction did not take place between me as an individual and NAMCO. So the commercial transaction took place between two entities. And for me, I was authorized to enter into this commercial transaction.
Yeah, just as a follow-up question, I want you to turn at page 54 of the same bundle. Your Worship, that is a paragraph as part of the clause 1-2 of the, we are dealing with the asset purchase agreement.
What page?
At page 50, the document commences from page 51, but I want the witness to go to page 54. Are you there? If you look at the paragraph on top, as part of this purchase agreement.
The paragraph on top?
On top
where?
On top of page 54.
Yes, starting from what? Can you
starting just... from NAMCO Trading.
Okay.
Together, Your Worship?
Yes.
Thank you. Parties undertook and agreed that NAMCO Trading shall not transfer the purchase price to Enercon's nominated bank accounts until Enercon provide to NAMCO Trading proof of ownership of the asset.
Just slow down. Yes.
Thank you, Your Worship. So, Mr. Peter Elindi, obviously this is a suspensive condition which ought to have been fulfilled before the transfer of the purchase price or before payment of the purchase price. Now, the question is, did you provide the proof of ownership on behalf of Enercon to NAMCO before payment could be effected?
What was provided is the list of all the assets that NAMCO was part of the evaluation process. That process was provided and certified by an accountant.
Oh, you are talking about where is the accountant report? Let's see, go to that one. That is at page 77, Your Worship, of the same bundle. Or rather, we start at page 76, Your Worship. Mr. Peter Elindi, are you at page 76?
Yes.
Is this the document you are referring to?
Yes.
And then you confirm that this was indeed in compliance with that clause, that suspensive condition.
Yes, that is what we provided. That's what Enercon provided to NAMCO.
Please continue, Worship. No further questions.
Your Worship, initially I informed this honorable court that I'm just here on a watching brief and to protect the interests of my client. My client's name has been mentioned as far as this particular witness is concerned when he testified yesterday So I just want to clarify one specific issue with them. The charts that have been put to you now, it is mentioned the word that you corruptly offer money to Cornelius Petrus Willemse, accused number two.
Just Lord, yes.
First,
can proceed.
First question, sir. Do you know accused number two?
Isn't Cornelius?
The bundle that
can
is in
just
front
speak
of you.
Up? Do you know yes. accused two?
Yes, I know him. I've known him from 2021 towards the end of 2022. That's when I saw him for the first time.
So let's go to the bundle that you received yesterday from your lawyer. That is on page 20. It is account 44 in that bundle.
On which bundle?
The one with the legislation.
The one with the charges as well as the one with the act.
That is page what?
20. Page 20, count 44.
Sir, are you there?
Sir, the charge sheet reads specifically that you offer to my client, accused number two, 2.5 million. The question is, you in your personal capacity or in the company or any close corporation, if you offer 2.5 million
not
to
at all.
Accused number two in this matter, Mr. Cornelius Petrus Willemse.
Not at all.
As the court places no further questions.
Mrs. Gebhardt, you indicated no questions. Mrs. Gebhardt.
No questions for this witness, Your Worship.
Advocate Lilongwe.
Mr. Elindi, throughout your testimony, you've indicated that you are a lawyer. Is it correct?
Yes. Yes, sir.
What qualifications do you have for you to say you are a lawyer?
Is this relevant now?
Just answer the question. You said you are a lawyer. It's not. That's what you said.
Yes,
when
I've
Mr. Namanya.
An LLM in law.
Do you have an LLB as well?
I've got LLB, LLM in law.
Are you an admitted legal practitioner?
Not in the High Court. Not admitted.
Just pause. You can proceed.
So it's then incorrect to say you are a lawyer then?
Your Worship, as an officer of this Honorable Court, I cannot sit idly and allow such anomalies to take place. Your Worship, it is a universally known fact.
Yeah, Mr. Kasper, I understand, but Mr. Gaib is here.
No, Your Worship, but this is my duty as an officer of this court, and
yes.
not because I represent one or the other interest.
Then
and
you
I
can
should not
proceed.
Allow this court to be misled.
You can
the
proceed.
Moment any university graduate attains a degree in law, Your Worship, they can be referred to as a lawyer. There is a distinction between a lawyer and a legal practitioner. A legal practitioner denotes a practicing attorney for all intents and purposes, Your Worship. That's the correct position in law.
Your Worship, in any event, I was going to raise it. It's just Mr. Kasper is faster.
It's in order. If he
yes, Your Worship. My colleague should maybe just get the correct reference of the terms, because the witness in no statement or his evidence did not indicate that he's an admitted legal practitioner. He said he's a lawyer. where one would be entitled to say, and as Mr. Kasva has indicated, it's a universally admitted reference that once you graduate from law school, you refer yourself, or even others refer to you as a lawyer. Admitted legal practitioner obviously is something else. And I think the witness has made that clear.
Yes.
Your Worship, just for the way forward, I think Mr. Kasper represents accused number 4, if I'm not mistaken. So I think it's very improper for him to be raising objections for a client that he does not represent. The lawyer for accused one is here, so it's very improper. What interest does he have for accused one? I may then ask to proceed.
Yes, you can proceed.
Yes. So, you have an LLB and LLM, so in other words, you are well versed with the law. You know the law.
I studied law.
The question is, you know the law.
Yes.
You studied the law, you know the law.
Yes.
All right. And you are familiar with the concept of piercing the corporate veil. You know that?
Oh.
But you studied law. You do
yes,
not know that
I'm
concept.
I'm not familiar with that. I haven't been practicing law for a long time. I'm in business.
Okay. Well, I can educate you. It means that companies, directors cannot hide behind the fact that because it's a company that entered into an agreement, then therefore it's just a company that should be held liable. The directors of the company can also be held liable. That's what it means.
A legal question my colleague is asking the witness. It would be fair in all circumstances to put to the witness in terms of what provision or what law is that? Are we in the commercial court? Are we in the criminal court? If, as it appears, we're in the criminal court, what provision allows for that so that the witness has full facts or the law, as my colleague is saying, before the witness can comment to that unfair question?
Do you have any response before the court?
I do not. In fact, I do not side with the objections that are being raised because it's
yes,
me.
I'm just asking you whether you have any response to him before I can make
yes,
a ruling.
I have a response.
Yes.
The response is that as someone that studied law, he ought to know. So if he doesn't know, that's why I'm putting it to him. And the basis of this will become apparent because the questions that were put to the effect that he signed the agreement, I mean, Enercon signed the agreement between Namco. Yes, Enercon and Namco signed the agreement, not him. So that's where I'm leading to. That's where I'm heading to. So I do not see the basis of that objection.
Mr. Kaib, you have already made your
yes.
point. Yes, you made your point. He's responding. The court must make a ruling.
Yes.
You cannot rise again because you have made your point.
Your Worship, I accept that I have made my point,
yes.
But my colleague must, in all fairness, when one poses questions, particularly the kind of question my colleague posed to the witness, obviously my colleague is expected to have regard to his own indictment. Because in his own indictment, if he has not charged the accused as a director of Enercon and explicitly rely on Section 322, Subsection 5, then on what basis is my colleague posting a question to the witness to say that you are aware that the director can be held liable if the corporate veil of the entity is pierced? If the state itself does not rely on that provision that entitles it to pierce the corporate veil in criminal proceedings.
Yes, that is why
yes,
I said you have made your point. We are on record. You have made your point. The state or the respondent responds and the court makes a ruling.
Yes, the
court makes a ruling. The objection is overruled. The applicant is under oath. He can simply comment. I have no comment. Whatever, he can just make a comment. And then we move on. Yes. Sir, what is your comment to that question?
Can you just repeat the question?
Sir, I was telling you of the aspect of piercing the corporate veil, which actually says directors of companies cannot hide behind the fact that it's the company that entered into an agreement with a certain entity, and therefore they can help be liable for their actions in their personal capacity. That's what I'm saying.
I've got the issue here is I've got no comment on that one.
All right. Now,
Your Worship, on the bundle that is before you, I would like to refer you.
Which bundle now? The charges or the index?
The one that is index that starts with page 1 to 5. I don't know what it's called.
Yes, the index one.
Yes. So I would like to refer the court to page 51. Page 51. The document titled Asset Purchase Agreement. And I'll proceed to page 54, Your Worship. Is the court on that page, Your Worship?
Page 54. Yes.
Yes, there is something written there, and I'll read it to you. NAMCO shall not transfer the purchase price to Enercon's nominated bank account until Enercon provides NAMCO trading proof of ownership of the asset. Do you see that? Yes. Now, on a question by Mr. Bangamavo, you were referred to a document that appears on page 76. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you, prior to you entering on Enercon, you as the director of Enercon, in other words, you were representing Enercon in this agreement, did you provide NAMCO with a proof of ownership of the assets, in other words, the 9 service stations? Sorry.
The asset register from the Ministry of Defense was provided. The access register, Enercon provided this asset register to NAMCO.
No, sir, this is a letter. It's not an asset register. What?
Just a covering letter.
Yes, but what shows, I'm interested in the thing, proof of ownership of the assets. This shows that these were in the asset register of Enercon, but it's not proof of ownership.
What Enercon did was to build those assets. By building those assets, we produce we incurred cost towards those assets, and that's why there is that list of those assets.
Okay, so you are
just law now.
So you agree with me that this document on page 76 is just a list of the assets, but it does not show the proof of ownership.
It shows that Enercon spent money to purchase those assets.
Your spouse concerned this. Yes.
Sir, this document is not proof of ownership. It's just a document that shows the list of assets. Do you agree with me before I move to another question?
The question has been asked and answered by the witness.
It has not been answered. He can answer. I'm asking him. This document is not proof of ownership. So does he have an answer? If he doesn't have, he must say so.
It shows that the asset, Enercon, spend money in purchasing those assets.
All right.
Yes, we can move on the question.
So, sir,
answer.
Worship, in the same document, in the same file, I would like to refer the court to proceed to page 143. It's a document titled Memorandum of Agreement.
Yes, just slow down, take your time. Page 143.
Yes, Your Worship.
Yes.
Now, sir, I want you to proceed to page 22 of that document, of the Memorandum of Agreement.
You're saying page 22. And we are at page 143.
It's just that the document is numbered, but I'll refer to the indexing of the document, not the numbering of the document itself.
Can you refer to the numbering of the document? It's easier that way.
Yes, I'll do that, Your Worship. The court can just bear with me.
Yes, take your time.
Your Worship, on the paginated document is page 164. And I would like to read to you, sir, Mr. Elindi, the clause there says, each party acknowledges that this agreement constitutes the entire complete...
That is what clause?
Clause 12.1.
Yes.
Yes, it says each party acknowledges that this agreement constitutes the entire, complete, and exclusive agreement between the parties concerned and concerning the subject matter contained herein. Now, it further says no modification, amendment, consent, or discharge in connection with this agreement or its provision shall be binding upon either parties unless made in writing and signed by the party sought to be charged with the same. You see that?
Yes.
Now, I'm interested in the part that says no modification, amendment, or discharge with this agreement. Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, in terms of the agreement that you entered with NAMCO and ENERCON, did you disclose this aspect that you had been discharged from the agreement that you had signed with the Ministry of Defense? In terms of that clause, I'm interested in the part that of the discharge. Where have you been discharged from this agreement with the Ministry of Defense?
Just pause before you respond. What is your answer?
It needs to be placed in the context first, because the first agreement was 2012. Then there was the first amendment in 2013. Then there was now the last agreement that cover all the amendment, which is now this one. Part of some of the items appear in the 2012 agreement, others in the 2013 agreement, and this agreement now was the final agreement that discharged, that cover all the aspects. But the amendments were done at different intervals.
I understand what you are saying, but my question is, there is this standing agreement between you and the Ministry of Defense.
Yes.
And then you entered into another agreement with NAMCO to sell them the service stations. This agreement is dated 15 September 2016. Do you agree? Let's take it step by step.
Yes. Just slow down. Yes, when you put a question, counsel, can you put a question? You pause before the witness responds.
Yes,
the court is taking short notes.
Yes.
Yes.
Just before the witness answers, I think it will be fair to the witness if my colleague poses his question in an appropriate fashion, because At no stage did the witness testify or evidence before this court that service stations were bought. The witness explained it was their rights and interest in the equipment Enercon purchased to set up at various military bases. So when my colleague says service station, it's a bit unfair to the witness. My colleague must refer to exactly what the witness testified was bought, installed, and in fact what the agreement itself says. The agreement that my colleague is questioning on does not even refer to service stations.
Advocate?
I would not be derailed by these objections. My question, if the court has regard to page 51, that is the Arches Purchased Agreement that was entered into between NAMCO and Enercon. Which is dated 18 July 2022. I think context must be put here so that these objections can then stop. This agreement between the asset purchase agreement of Enercon and NAMCO is dated 18 July 2022. The memorandum of agreement between Enercon and the Ministry of Defense is dated 15 September 2016.
Just hold on.
Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificate and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration, and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA, and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities, and courses are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website www.goldstone.com.na or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Aneria at 081-6576-365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-2341-86.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager.
The 18 July, when you entered into the agreement with NAMCO to purchase the 9 service stations, the agreement that you had signed with the Ministry of Defense, was it still in force? Let's start there.
Yes, it was still in force.
Yes.
Just hold on.
And then, by logical conclusion, 2016 is before 2022. You agree?
Yes.
Okay. And then, let's go to the clause. It says, each party shall notify the other one about the amendment or discharge in writing. Do you see that?
With due respect, Your Worship, the agreement between the Ministry of Defense and Enercon has nothing to do with the purchase agreement between NAMCO and Enercon.
Just pause.
I just don't understand.
Can you just yes. You can proceed.
Mr. Elingi, was Enercon discharged from this agreement with between itself and the Minister of Defence, the one for 15 September 2016? Let's start there.
No, we were not discharged.
All right.
Just slow down. Can proceed.
Did you, as required in terms of the contract, prior to entering into an asset purchase agreement with NAMCO, notify the Ministry of Defence that you should be discharged from the contract of 2016?
No, that is not how it is.
Because I'm entitled, if I have a problem with my colleagues' questions, to rise every time I have that problem, to put my problem. Can my colleague, instead of just focusing on one word that appears in a very long provision, perhaps take the witness to a specific provision, if there is such a provision that exists, and say you were required in terms of this provision to discharge, amend, modify. I understand law of contract becomes a problem for all of us. To this witness, to show before you sell your assets to NAMCO or assets of Enercon to NAMCO, you were required to amend the agreement, modify or discharge it, because it appears we are losing track of actually what is at issue here.
Now it appears that Mr. Gayeb, you are framing the question which you want advocate to answer.
No,
trying to understand the objection, because you are saying he must ask that question this way.
Your Worship, I'm not framing the question.
Yeah.
I'm putting my objection in context. Because when the court looks at the clause that my colleague is dealing with, he keeps referring to, you were required to discharge. Did you discharge this agreement and all of that? Instead of perhaps showing the witness a specific provision other than this one, or within this own provision itself, that says that Enercon, before it sells its assets to NAMCO, was required, which assets my colleague terms as, I will say, for lack of maybe following what's happening, as service stations, you were required to discharge this particular agreement you have with MOD, Ministry of Defense.
Okay, you are on record. Do you want to respond before the court can make a ruling or not?
No, I think my question is...
Okay, if you have no response, then the court makes a ruling.
Yes, I have no response.
The objection is overruled. We can proceed.
Thank you, Your Worship. Now, so your answer was, no, you were not discharged.
Yes.
The question was, did you notify the Ministry of Defense? Yes.
I was derailed.
Yes.
Yes. Did you notify?
We were not required to notify the ministry with regard to the commercial agreement that we may enter between Enercon and any other service provider or supplier.
I want to take you to page 147 of that document. Can you just go there?
Page 147.
Yes, 147, Your Worship.
Yes.
Article 2, which talks about the duration, and I'll read it to you. This agreement shall commence upon the date of signature hereof and shall remain valid for an extendable period of 15 years. The agreement shall be which is extendable by way of written notice delivered by either party at least 3 months prior to its expiration of this agreement. Do you see that?
Yes.
Yes. So you are in agreement as per the clause that the extension of the contract was for 15 years, or the duration rather was for 15 years.
Yes.
And in 2022, when you signed the agreement to sell the assets to NAMCO, 15 years had not yet lapsed.
Yes.
Just slow down.
I'll proceed to page 164 again. There is a clause I want to ask the witness.
Should I answer now on the other one?
Sir, can you just wait for the question and then you...
In fact, I'll abandon that. I'll proceed to 166. Breach and termination. It says that without prejudice to any other remedies which either of the parties may otherwise have in terms of this agreement or at law, either of the parties shall be entitled to terminate the agreement by written notice. I emphasize written notice to the other in the event that the alleged breach has firstly been referred to arbitration in terms of Article 20 of this agreement, and thereafter the matter shall be dealt with them in terms of the provisions of Article 12.1.2 of this agreement. Did you, by written notice, notify the Ministry of Defense of the termination of the contract between ENERCON and the Ministry of Defense?
It's so unfortunate, Your Worship, for him to the state to continue referring to two different agreements. The agreement between ENERCON and the Ministry of Defense is with regard to the supply of fuel and fuel products.
Just hold on. Can you just pause there?
And the agreement between ENERCON and NAMCO is with regard to the right and title in respect of the equipment that ENERCON built in the sites of the Ministry of Defense. So they are separate agreements. One does not require, we were not required to notify the ministry, we were not required to terminate the agreement of the Ministry of Defense. And in fact, the agreement with NAMCO is on the basis because this agreement for fuel supply was still in force.
Where on this document that does it say that this agreement between you and the Ministry of Defense was for the supply of fuel? And not for the service station, and not for in respect of the service stations.
It's in the supply of fuel and all related fuel and all fuel related infrastructure.
Just pause.
Yes.
Just pause. Can you just pause there before you proceed? You can proceed if you did not finish.
I finished.
You are finished.
Now, let's go to the asset purchase agreement on page 51.
Page 51.
Yes, 51 of the document. we have now established that the service stations were on the premises of the Minister of Defense. Are we in agreement?
Yes.
Just pause, please. Yes.
We have also established that they were not in your asset register. In other words,
yes.
Let me leave it at that. We have established that they were not in your asset register. No, there was no proof of ownership. My apologies. There was no proof of ownership that shows that the 9 service stations belong to Enercon.
The service station that Enercon built was built on the basis of the agreement that was reached between Enercon and the Minister of Defense, whereby the Minister of Defense, and we covered this on the first day of this proceeding, that
I can't hear you.
No, I'm saying the service station that Enercon built within the facility of the Minister of Defense was done with respect to the agreement, this agreement between the Minister of Defense and Enercon, in terms of which Enercon would acquire financial resources and build those service stations at their own. And then the Minister of Defense then granted Enercon 15 years for the company to recoup the investment. Throughout that period, those assets, the rights and title were belonging and belong and still now belong to Enercon.
Just pause.
It's a practice in the industry, in the oil industry.
Yeah, can you just pause? You can proceed.
Whose service stations were those, sir?
The service station belongs to the Ministry of Defense. The land. What happened then is that the service station that were built by the ministry, that were there in the Ministry of Defense before Enercon comes into agreement, were abandoned. We left those service stations and built new service stations with the equipment and the resources belonging to Enercon. So those other service stations that we found, which the Ministry of Defense had, were left there, and they are to be decommissioned at a later stage.
Yes, I understand. I'm not concerned with those that were decommissioned. I'm talking about the ones that you sold to NAMCO. Whose service stations were those?
We sold right and title and the assets that we put in. And the Minister of Defense was aware that those assets belong to Enercon.
Yes, pause.
So earlier on you say they belong to the Ministry of Defense, now you are saying they belong to Enercon. To whom did they belong to, sir?
The witness never said the service stations belong to the Ministry of Defense. The witness explained and said there are those service stations that existed before Enercon came, that was built probably by Ministry of Defense. They left those ones, acquired new equipment, infrastructure, and set up new ones. He never said those service stations that or infrastructure set up by Enercon belong to Ministry of Defense. That was not the evidence.
The question was asked, whose service stations were those? He responded, they belong to the Ministry of Defense. Yes.
And then thereafter, the witness proceeded to clarify in respect of which service stations he meant belonged to the Ministry of Defense, which was the ones they found that had to be decommissioned at a later stage. That is what the witness clarified, Your Honor.
Advocate, I understand, but if counsel, maybe you can assist. I understand your, yes, Mr. Gaim, as well. I understand what he is saying, but I understood the question, or since you have started questioning, you did not at any point refer to the old service stations which were found there.
Yes, exactly. In fact, on my last reply to his question, I said we are not concerned about the old ones.
Yes.
Yes.
So, Mr. Gaib, yes. I understood your question, your response, but you are making it with reference to the old service station which were there.
No.
And his question did not refer to that.
No, Your Worship. I'm referring to the answer given by the witness. The witness said the service stations belong to the Ministry of Defense.
Yeah.
Prior to Enercon coming into the picture. Then the witness says the Enercon then enters into a contract with Ministry of Defense. The service stations that was there prior to Enercon coming into the picture had to be decommissioned. Then Enercon took up financial obligations, resources from institutions to set up new infrastructure. And that is what the witness explained, to say those ones that were set up by Enercon belongs to Enercon, not Ministry of Defense.
Yes, we are on record. We can move on. Yes.
So, when you entered into an asset purchase agreement with NAMCO, those service stations did not belong to Enercon. They were not yours. You say they belong to the Ministry of Defense.
No, those service stations, those service stations, when we entered into the agreement, belong to Enercon. And they still are.
You can proceed.
Did you, prior to receiving the purchase price of 53,212,000, provide proof of ownership as required in terms of the asset purchase agreement with NAMCO?
I have already covered that question, sir.
Just pause.
Did you provide? That's the question. What did you say? You said you've answered. I don't remember you saying anything.
You don't remember I've asked that question?
I asked you, did you provide proof of ownership? Yes, answer the question.
I said Enercon provided the list of assets. I answered you already.
Okay, the list of assets, not proof of ownership.
I have already answered
you. Thank you.
Enercon provided the list of assets.
Let's proceed to page 53 of the asset purchase agreement. Now, it's correct that Enercon had two accounts. You agree?
Yes.
In respect of that document?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And Jennifer Mukwaya, accused number three, had signatory rights to the Bank Windhoek account number 80235315520. Is it correct?
Yes, sir. The 520, yes.
When did she have signatory rights to that account?
I don't remember the date exactly.
Well, we have a statement, and this is what we are saying. The investigating officer will come and testify that Jennifer Mukwaya, in fact, had signatory rights to that account prior to 18 July, when you entered into the agreement with NAMCO.
No, I don't remember the date.
But was it before or after the 18th of July?
I don't remember the date.
Well, so if I'm telling you that she had signatory rights to that account before the 18th of July, when the agreement between Enercon and NAMCO was entered into, will you dispute?
No, because I can only dispute after I verify. I don't have the date.
All right. Now, in respect of account number, Bank Windhoek, account number 800351048, Jennifer Hamukwaya had no signatory rights to that account. You agree?
Yes.
Yes, boss.
That should be an Enercon account.
I didn't get your answer. I didn't hear what you said.
No, she doesn't.
And the money that was paid from NAMCO to Enercon for the asset purchase was paid into this account that ends with 848. Do you agree?
I've got no, I don't have records of that.
Well, I put it to you that I have a document here. In fact, I can give you the document that shows the bank account number 800351048. Yes. Bank account of Enercon.
I can confirm we have not received this document in respect of that particular bank account that my colleague is referring to, 848.
I can confirm that the bank statements were availed this morning, unless they were just misplaced.
This morning?
No. Yesterday.
Councillors, just take your time. Can you just confirm?
Disclosed with a list of other bank statements.
Worship, I don't know whether my colleague will get to that document, whether they...
Just give them time. It appears all of them, they are looking, so just give them time.
These documents we're getting in installments also is unnumbered documents. So if my colleague can maybe tell us the date of that statement.
Yes. Can you just assist maybe if it's numbered or with the date so that they can, to save time?
I have a copy of the documents that the state gave us yesterday. The only bank account I can see here, bank statement, other than one of the accused, personal one, as far as Enercon is concerned, is just 520. These are the documents that we got from the state yesterday. I'm not trying to be obstructive unnecessarily.
Take a shot at that gentleman, because I can recall that the documents were disclosed. It's just surprising that the document perhaps is just misplaced somewhere. My colleague cannot find it. Maybe we just need to get to that document.
Yes, but if he is unable to find it, at least one of them should be able to locate it. But we are going to take a short break. Yeah. Record then briefly adjourn.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament.
Welcome back. They are on a short break. They are on their version of a break or a commercial break. Kind of like the ones that we take here, but, you know, a little longer. Seems from the look of things, the state seem to have misplaced some of the
document. Well, I thought it was just me. Turns out, well, everyone can misplace it. So they just decided, you know what, we're going to take, this document contains very important account numbers. You see, this is actually why I'm, I'm looking forward to the judgment, and then I can just put my hands on the PDF document. I'm really hoping the judgment is made on Friday, because I know they're about 70 to 80 pages long. But this is a bail hearing, so I don't think it's going to, say 80, 70. That's basically the whole, that's the whole trial type of judgment. This is just a bail hearing. Whether or not they are going to be given, bail depends on how strong the arguments that is being provided by the, by their respective, counsels. Fancy of saying lawyer. Now, the state seems to be, not sending the right message, if you ask me. Because if the whole case now have to take a break because, we can't find the document. I swear it was here. This is just me. If I found myself in court and I'm being prosecuted and my lawyer went like, my lord, I can't find the papers I used to defend my client. But if we can, just take a small break. But that's not something new in the, that's not something new in the, in this line of work, aka, in the legal field. By legal field, I mean the trial part of things. Because you can practice law without stepping in court. I know, it's fascinating. All you just have to do is sit people across the table and tell them, you are divorcing his behind because of this and this and this. Right. Now, what regime did you two get married at again? In community. Bravo. Now, 50%. And there you go. Have a good life. And enjoy being single, buddy. And by the way, for how long have you been married? For about 25 years. Yeah, well, come here. As a lawyer, divorce lawyer, I think, if my client was divorcing after 25 years of being in a marriage, after we win the case, the first thing we'll do, is celebrate by walking him through. Let me explain to you how the single world works. Can I have your number is not the pickup line anymore. It worked 25 years ago, but now it's, it's something new. Start with, I have money. Another pickup line that is never seems to get old, and it's been used all throughout history, really. King Solomon used it, as you can imagine. Although in case of King Solomon, it wasn't, I have money, it was, I have gold, literal gold. And also you can throw in, I'm smart in there, so that could have worked for Solomon, but. Now, the opposite of I'm smart is not, it's fascinating that I'm smart can work well with a pickup line, but I'm dumb is not a, becomes a more of a confession than a pickup line. Life is a little weird, don't you think? Yeah, these are the things that makes me wait for, these are the things that makes me wait for the judgment case. Because one thing I like about the, the judgment, more like the ruling. One thing that I like judgment cases, aka the ruling, is they basically draw a picture of what the prosecution presented and what the defense counsels presented. And, defense of this accused, made this and this point. Defense of this accused made this and this point. Defense of this accused made this and this point. And the state made this and this presentation, in line with this section of this article of this legislation. But the problem is, the reason why it doesn't match now in all my infinite wisdom as the judge, the reason why it doesn't match is this and this and this and this and this. And this is how we have come to this conclusion, aka this decision of whether or not, whether that decision is we are giving them bail or we are not giving them bail, or we are giving one, accused, 1, 2, 3 bail, and we are not giving accused 1, 2, 3 bail. So it's a, That's why, you know, that's one thing I like about the final ruling, because then you don't have to sit through the whole thing of, this case is just outrageous, and I demand. You can't demand in court. The judge is going to, you know, kick your behind out. I request your honor to just, throw this case away and let my client go. But here's one thing I've come to learn from our adopted justice system, though. I don't think it should, well, I think it's heavily dependent on a few things. One, who has the most money. Two, who is make, because if you have the most money, you can pay the guys that, the guy that can make the most compelling argument. I said compelling. I didn't say truthful argument. I said compelling. In other words, even if you are guilty as heck, if you can just have enough money to pay a guy that will make your argument very believable, not like Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein disappearing list type of believable, that's just outrageous. This is a justice system that, from the analysis and conclusion of a comedian, looks more like it's heavily dependent on your representative making a compelling argument. If his argument is compelling enough, your behind can be as guilty as a heck and you still walk away. Oh. All equal the law, my behind. So I don't see how that grew. But 5 minutes, it, you know, 5 minutes past the hour, yeah, 5 minutes past, yeah, right. 5 minutes to the hour of 11. That will bring us to the end of, you know, the official Mind the Gap. But from the look of things, the unofficial Mind the Gap will still be proceeding, after that. But just a little bit of a break of, you know, let's take a break from all this whole case and stuff. Let's take a little bit of a break by looking at what's going on, in Africa that I really wanted to point out. Last year, 2020, this is 2025, just checking. Last year in October, the media took a sigh of relief, especially those ones in Cameroon, after finding out that their president, who was missing for more than a month at that point from public eye, was now in public domain again. That was last year. He was 91. Now he's 92. Well, the thing is, he's 92 and he just announced, when was that? Yeah, he just announced, made it clear 2 days ago that he is running again, because Cameroon is headed for the polls this year in October. And guess what? Their president, who has been in office for 43 years, is also running for... for office for the next put in mind for the next 5 years he will be running for office. So that means count with me now, he's 92. So let's put do a little bit of basic math here. 93 94 95 96 97. By the end of his next term, if he's voted in again, he will be 97. And I'm pretty sure he will say, you know, he will be speaking from a coma saying, I want to run again for my next attempt. Dead. In other words, even, you know, from the look of things, even when homeboy gets in the ancestral realm, he'll be like, nah, where were we? Elections. Before I died, I was this close to being voted in for the millionth time. Now, your mission, all of you, should you choose to accept it, is to vote for me so that I can continue my life in, my leadership in this life. Then it will create a lot of chaos because, well, Mobutu Sese Seko will be there like, what the heck are you talking about? This is my turf, buddy. And who is this? Oh, Benito Mussolini will be like, we kind of invented these things, you know, this whole dictatorship thing. Because for a very long time, we covered it in the cloak of royal family. And now, 92, 43 years of being in office, 92, he still want to continue. Now, 2018 Mo Abraham Awards, Mo Abraham himself decided to cook the African leaders mind the gap way. But, these are not my words. Don't take my words for it. Mo Abraham, please take it away. Oh, un momento, s'il vous plaît, just a little bit.
I wish to start really from where President Obasanjo ended. Let us start by looking at the age issue. You politely brought it and said, I like to see a critical mass. You see, I've been president for a long time. That's why I always... careful with your words. Now, this continent is continent of young people. Half of our people here are below 20 years old. Yes? Look at the average age of our presidents. It's about 63, 64 years old. We have, we're the only continent in the world, we have presidents at 90 years old starting new terms. I mean, you guys are crazy or what?
The man had a point. At 90 years old, you still want to run for office. According to Mo Ibrahim, at 90 years old, he want to run for office. Are you guys crazy or what? Oh no, it gets worse. It gets worse. Please continue. African leaders, wanting to run for office until they get to the ancestral realm. Onimak, set, ready, go.
We've seen people in wheelchairs, unable to raise hands to. Standing for elections.
And that's literally happening in Uganda right now. That was in the audio you're listening to is, I think it was somewhere between 2017, 2018. But, homeboy was right because he was talking from an observation standpoint. Cameroon is dealing with the 92 years old gentleman. Let's take the general out of this. 92 years old who still wants to run for office. At 92, still want to run for office. These grandchildren must be so proud. And then the wheelchair example. Someone who is in a wheelchair can barely complete a sentence, still want to run for office. That's in Uganda right now. 90 years old, running for office. That's in Cameroon right now. Bravo, Africa. Let's congratulate her. So technically, if it wasn't for death, believe me, people will be ruling for... I can't say they'll be ruling for life, but... Brian, please.
This is a joke. Yes, you are right to laugh, because the whole world is laughing at us. I always say, you look around you. You look, United States, an economy of $15-16 trillion. We, all of Africa, are less than $1 trillion. This is a $15-16 trillion economy, right? The most important country in the world, like it or not. Obama, who happened to be half African anyway, become president when he's 46, 47 years old. He's president. If Obama was in Kenya, what he will be doing now? You will be driving a bus, maybe. Yeah? You look, really, and he's not the youngest president. Clinton was younger than him. Clinton became president at 46 years old. Kennedy was 40 years old, 40 odd subsequent years old, when he became president. Why these big countries, much bigger than us, entrust their economies, their nuclear weapons, their oil resources to people who are in their 40s? And we only pick up people at 90 years old to lead us. To lead us where? To the grave?
To lead us where? That was my, that's my favorite line in that thing. To lead us where? To the grave? And that was him talking directly to African leaders. Sitting right next to him as the Rwandan president. That's my favorite part. I was like, okay, now, oh yeah, fire them shots. Just as well, keep firing them. But there are a few things that he, you know, that I have to correct him then. First of all, he's correct on one thing. If Obama was in Kenya, he would be driving a... He would still be one of them corrupt politicians. Because he reduced Libya to smithereens. So, that's, makes my point. Chances of him driving a bus are also just way up there in the ionosphere. But the part of African economy being small is one that I always debate with a lot of my fellow Africans. African economy is huge. It's just that, the biggest chunk of African economy is in private hands. Now, before you start cooking white people, relax. When it comes to land, we start making fun of them because they still have a large part of it. But when it comes to private wealth, by what, what I mean by that is, they have, a lot. African leaders, black, white, short, fat, tall, women, men, but, like, that's one thing they have in common. They have that going on for a while now. So, if you look at it from a private money standpoint, African economy is huge. Albeit most of that money is not in Africa anyway, so at that point, I think the man had a point. But when it comes to old people clinging on to office for dear life, that's actually, the little bit of a problem. There are people in the U.S. Congress that are in their 80s and 90s, and they are just not, we all saw Joe Biden last year. Homeboy looked like he was about to, to bite the staircase every time he walked. So I think it's just a leadership thing. I've come to conclude by looking at it from that angle that power is sweet. Power is sweet. Once we put our hands on it, we don't want to let go. Yeah. Hey, wifey.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
All good.
Yeah. Who are you talking about before I jump to conclusions?
The African, the Cameroonian president is 92. And, come October, the Cameroonians are headed for the polls. So
yeah. He
still wants to run for his next term.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he's been in office for 43 years.
Imagine.
43.
How selfish can one be?
Okay, quick question. You're going to love this. Where's that part? No, it's how he is... framing the whole thing. Now, the world's oldest head of state, put that in mind. He's the oldest president on the planet. The world's oldest head of state, Cameroonian president, Paul Biya, 92, has said he will run once more for re-election in October, aiming to extend his 43 years in power. And then he went to, well, of course, he's going to go to Twitter. And then posted the following. Rest assured that my determination to save you matches the urgency of the challenges we face. Homeboy, dude, you have been doing this for 43 years. What did you miss in the 43 years that you've been in office?
Did you see this one?
Oh, yeah. That was, yeah, that's Moses Ali. That's Uganda. Now, that guy is 86, by the way.
But he looks older than
86. Yeah, he looks older than 86, but that's because the man is sick.
Oh,
yeah, because if you look at the pictures of him before and the he was a very huge guy. Yeah, he was a very huge guy. Yeah, then I think he suffered some kind of sickness, and then he lost a lot of weight if you compare his before and after pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's why even if if you just look at his motions, he's just not himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think Paul Biya, on the other hand, he seemed to have the cognitive ability to assess to understand what's going on around him. But Moses Ali, if I was his family member, I would be pissed at that political party because he's making a mess out of himself.
Oh, I see. Oh, he was too huge.
Oh yeah, he was huge.
He was too huge.
Yep.
Wow.
And now he's just the thing is, I think it's one of those things that a lot of one of those mistakes that a lot of African liberation movement political parties made. They put a lot of faith in one person, and then for everyone else that rallied behind that political party,
mm-hmm.
they ended up respecting the person, not the party. So when that person falls out of, when that person grows old and die, the political party loses relevance. Because, well, the people that were behind, even including political party members themselves, they respected the person who was the head of the party more than the party itself.
Mm-hmm.
If I had bodyguards, I'd be mentioning names.
Yo, this man must just retire. He can't even stand straight.
No, he can't. They played music at one of the rallies.
Yes, that thing I was showing you is a video where he was trying to dance, and my friend was even like, he looks like he's even putting on a diaper. What is he doing on that stage?
At that age, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yes, it's possible.
And he's, again, Paul Biya, 91. He can walk on his own. So I would assume he has the cognitive ability to actually make that decision. But that guy, I think that guy is, is more about his, his sickness mm-hmm. than his age at this point.
Yeah.
But the way that he's being paraded, for the love of God. Welcome to Africa.
Why are we Africans like this? Why are we like this? The people rallying behind him, do they see a fit person, physically, mentally?
Yeah, you see, I think that's where voters also becomes a little bit, not a little bit, sorry, that's an understatement, really dumb. Because one thing that was even more painful than watching him trying to dance. He's sitting on a chair and has dancing Mapanzula without a radio. Now, that's how you have a very big problem. You have people, fully grown men and women, standing behind him, cheering. And you have a giant crowd that's cheering on him. Like, homeboy is just gonna drop dead. And people will still be like, oh my God, that's one heck of a speech. African leaders. Now, that one is for Africa. The painful story of Moses Ali paints a very terrible picture of African leaders and African voters.
Yes.
Because the people that are cheering on him on, somebody is trying to dance, but he's dancing like, his dance moves can be associated to some performance in the bedroom. That's the one of the point. Again, homeboy has no idea what he's doing. Oh no, don't make fun of elders. Well, he's making fun of himself. His political parties is making fun of him. I just feel, I'm more embarrassed about his family members though. Just why the heck would they allow him to do that? Because if that was my family member, I would have called the political party leader and told him, first of all,
and the people are a lot.
Clearly the man, Moses Ali is one of, one of the most respected guys in that part of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
He's well respected gentleman. But the thing is, they're just pushing him to the breaking point at this point.
So it's like the party is pushing him because they know.
They know
he has the numbers and he has the respect.
He can garner that level of crowd. But then that actually makes me agree with with George Carlin, that all people people become dumber the more they become. In other words, the bigger the crowd is, the dumber the people are.
Yeah.
Because you start doing things. Not by thinking, but because have you ever seen a crowd of people when, a large crowd of people and then someone says something, it's the person that's running the event, say something and then, please stand. Maybe they're asking everyone to stand. Everyone will look around, okay, who is standing first?
Yeah.
Once one person stands, everyone follows.
Yes, everyone will start standing.
Like large crowds are really dumb. Moses Ali, but Moses Ali, I feel pity for the man because I feel like I feel like that's very painful for for politics, I say that's painful because it's safe to say at this point that he's being used. Now, if you if you like power so much that you are willing to use a man who is. Who must be on his deathbed, to get votes. I don't want to be your friends at this point because.
Yeah.
At this point, you're willing to do anything to
Africa.
Get votes.
Why can't they, tell this man he's too old, he's incapable, just to go home, retire and go home, and then, they choose somebody who is younger, fresh.
That's embarrassing.
Why can't they do that?
I know the most common used excuse is that young people are too irresponsible for positions of power. One question, just one question. Who raised those young people? Because if those young people are failing to protect your country, then that's because you failed at raising them to be in that position. So a large degree of blame is placed on you that raised that young person.
Yeah.
If you feel young people are too irresponsible to hold office, then you failed as an adult to raise these young people to be fit enough for office. And I think this is where I keep reverting back to our traditions now. When the Fumus, kings and queens and the Indunas, a person that was going to take over that place. Was groomed from childhood.
Yeah.
You don't just wait, until the guy that was sitting in office is now on their deathbed, then you're like, who is taking over?
Yeah.
16 minutes into your season, Masaricho, these guys, the oil one guys are on,
they're on a break?
Yeah, they're on a break.
For how long?
Well, they didn't say. Someone from the state was like, hey, I'm missing some of my documents here. These guys are cooked.
Oh, my goodness. So they requested to go on a break.
We are missing some of the documents. I swear they were here. But
so they had to take a break and go look for the documents now. But what is your analysis so far? The bail hearing has been going on for 3 days now, right?
It's been going on for 3 days. There's one thing that was brought up that I actually suspected was going to come up. That was the
you know, the you know, piecing of a corporate veil. You know, in that's a fancy way of saying that. Well, when a company is registered, it's registered as its own entity because that. Okay, now it's a long explanation, but anyway,
try to you know
summarize
layman.
It. I know. Look, in law of persons, that's basically look at the personhood, aka, what defines a person.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Who constitutes a person? And there are two types of persons. I know, not people, just persons. Don't ask. Two types of persons. One, a natural persons, aka someone who is born, like you and I, we're natural persons.
Yeah.
And then you have juristic persons. That's a fancy way of saying companies or organizations. In other words,
so a company can be a person.
It's a person on its own.
Okay.
Juristic persons, because this is not a person that's born out of, out of biology.
Yeah.
This is a person out of, born out of the legal framework.
Yeah. Jurisdiction so, persons.
Just juristic, my love.
It's fine.
You're welcome. Now, juristic person. it comes now a little bit of, like in this situation, it becomes a little bit, it becomes necessary to define, which person did what, like in this case, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Anacon is one company that is that's also involved in this dispute. Mm-hmm. The thing is, one of the people that were involved in the decisions that have put Anacon in this dispute was Mr. Lindy. And Mr. Lindy is a natural person that was in charge of a juristic person. The question now is, who screwed up here? Was it Lindy as an individual, mm-hmm. or it was Anacon as a juristic? Was it Lindy as a natural person, or the juristic person?
But one thing that we need to understand is that a juristic person can't function without a natural person,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can't account, we can't hold a juristic.
Yeah.
Yes. That one person to account. So obviously there has to be a biological person or a natural person who needs to account for whatever was done by the juristic person, right?
That's
my point of view.
Oh no, you're not the only one having that point of view. The thing is, how to put this in there? The thing is, you can do that. You can hold, Helmut, the owner of a company,
yes.
responsible for the screw ups that was done, because of an agreement between his company and another company. Because this agreement between Anacon and Namco, Anacon and Namco was not an agreement between Lindy and Mulunga. Those are two different things. That's where the technicality now begins to begin to make you drunk.
Yeah,
I know.
No. Now
it's important to know that Mulunga is not Namco.
Yeah.
Namco is the juristic entity. Mulunga is the natural entity. And it's the same with Anacon and Lindy. Mr. Lindy is a natural person.
Mm-hmm.
Anacon was a juristic person. It's very difficult. It's not impossible. It's very difficult to hold, Lindy responsible for the actions that are emanating from an agreement between Namco and Anacon. I'm saying it's difficult because that's when a legal principle known as piecing the corporate veil now comes in. where they look at the activities that was the more like the criminal, especially criminal, if it's criminal, oh, your behind is cooked. So they look at take for example any criminal activities that that are emanating from the agreement. Mm-hmm. Then the court can after considering a lot of things, because that's not something that takes place all the time. After considering a lot of factors, they also have to look at the laws of that jurisdiction. Take, for example, the laws of Namibia. Mm-hmm. What does the law of Namibia say about piercing the corporate veil? When do we only hold, take NAMCO responsible and not its officials? And when do we when do we go past that juristic personhood and then hold the natural persons behind responsible? That, again, it's a whole different discussion.
It sounds so complicated.
Actually, it's very delicious.
Sounds very complicated.
It just sounds complicated. Just, look, you're just sitting there. This is actually one of those things that makes me, me, mostly me personally go like, this structure was laid out by a bunch of powerful guys to avoid responsibility.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Because how did we come up with having a natural person and a juristic person?
No, easy. I'll answer that. We came up with that in the very same way that we came up with the Roman Dutch law. We didn't come up with it. We adopted it. I know. Your live stream is still on hold, so, you and Francine Nengela can take it from here before I talk your ears off with the juristic person. That's why I said I really like, I'm just looking forward to the, to the judgment that will be, that will be compiled, and then I can just read that one, because they are considering all the discussions. And then they will just, one thing I like about judgment cases is that, they will give you what the prosecution said, what witness was presented, what the defense lawyer of ABC said. And then they will compile all that up and then explain to you how they reached to the judgment they have reached. Because, I'm just watching the whole thing, this lawyer saying this, this is just outrageous. This is just making up, no one is making up anything. But the technicalities will give you a headache. So
we are looking at this bail hearing going. Quite some time, because each individual has to testify, right?
There's obviously a cross examination.
Are there key figures who are just going to be cross examined?
That would be determined by who has the relevant information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think. This is going to take a while.
It'll just be Mr. Peter, because he's a lawyer. He knows the law.
That came up. And I was disappointed in him.
Is it?
Yeah, because he was asked, I think, by the state, do you know the piercing of a corporate veil? No, I haven't practiced law in a while, so I don't know that. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. But that's... maybe I've been sitting here and talking about it for a while, and he's been in a different line of work, away from that practice. But it's a common practice, but piercing of a corporate veil doesn't happen a lot, because, like I pointed out, just my own personal conclusion. I think this structure was put in place by a bunch of very rich guys who didn't want to be held accountable, so that their companies can just go ahead and screw up left, right, and center. And then every time they'll be facing prosecution, they'll be like, "Well, it wasn't me personally; it was my, it was my company. That's a person on its own. So hold it accountable." Now, you can't send a company to jail. The worst case scenario they've always faced is just a bunch of fines.
Mm-hmm.
Fines
a fraction of a price that they can pay off in what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we will keep hearing. We will wait and see how it...
Yeah, their break is, you know, yeah, their break seems to be taking forever. I think, you know, at this point, I'm forced to ask, did the state even get that document?
They are still looking for the document, man.
State, I'm disappointed in you guys.
So now they had to go back to the office to go look for the document or what? Oh, my goodness.
A paralegal somewhere is sweating right now looking for that document.
Yeah. They were supposed to make sure that they have everything before they went in the court.
Okay, now, State, let me give you a shot. Guys, just chat GPT the heck out of that document and let's get this ball rolling. Don't do that. You're going to get into trouble. Well, make I disappear.
Lipurane ngeno wapombwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana ono ngeshefa ya pombwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarude kayo loka okone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatimwe bali heari, nola natu, heari bali no heari. Ileko derewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu batatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually... to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my card.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM. The Eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Yen Shangwe. Kimi zuzu ye mashume ya malalu ni ulimungwi. Yese love hile kwa hola yauna ya vuri shumingi. Pikili latama inglele ni mtu wako. Okay. Kuna ili latale ni mtu wako anu. Ensha, kona kuli sina halu ziva kuli kuna ni muzeko wa Bell. Kwa kubaba wako nile kapaku vene batamire. Mwalita vaza vuri angelino. Ze kuluwe wakuli nezivire ten. Eni. Mi mzeko kubani vava tererize. Ki mzeko okalire la muvulo. Kona kuli kukala la muvulo. E mzeko. Unze umata famoya fa. Miss na halu ikutwezi ku Helmut kuti vamoso kuti kuna ni mapepa kapa mapampili avasika afumana. kona kuli mapampiri yao kona ati saa kuli vabe fa kipumulo yeni kaiviza kuli kipumulo masilozi yeni mi kufana hala kuli mwendi wakazwe la pili kasamla ho kufuma na mapampiri yao nikonle kufuza pozo kona kuli litavaze za mlao kili tavaze hey. Kili tavaze sa kona hali haiva kuli honari seri hande mwa kapakuzona nivulezi kare silozi kona kuli haiva kuli nivulezi kare silozi hanto kala kufrela silozi kuna nifama suutu hali ranga swana inge sesi yanga fa pumoloni sona kuli hauto kala kusivulela hasi yereli hande. Eni, kona kuli neni vulera kuli litava ze za mlao zitata. Eni, zitata. Hava kuli hona kutwiso hande kapa hona zivo. Ohoko nikuzu utwisa kuli kuyeza halangi. Kamtawa inge ngambolo eni konde kuva ni Helmut fa, aneni muvuza kuli. Kuya kama ikuto ahaye yena obwana chwani ona mzeko bakensa kuli kachomu kirizazi la vulalu mzeko ingonzi mwakuta mwakuta yabo magistrate kona kuli za tolokile hanizi utwisisi za tolokile hanizi utwisisi ko mi sina hawa vile langa vasikine ngila kuli haiva kuli sika hosi zivi usike wae papata kuli wasi ziva haiva hosi zivi uvile fia kuli hosi zivi kona kuli lize litava za mlao nivona kuli luna vava liboma analisa haluzi zivi haluzi paki kono na hakuli chualo lusali tezi kuli lukone kui kutwela kuli mzeko ukazwe la pili chwani. Na haiki hansika kona kukala kwa makarelo. Kuli nuto kuli za mbozwi kizi fizani. Kuli nimi fe kavu kuswani kavu mai. Kuna nzene nipate hile. Kona kuli hansika kona kutereza kwa makarelo. Kuli luto kuli kachenu. Zeko nile kwa mbolo kizi fizani. Mi hausa litezi kuli ona mzeko ukale. Anzivi kuli boko shiba wa inzikai. Nzali kufita hanzika wavona. Eni, kona kuli. Anzivi kuli wa inzikai. Mwana koni ye. Mi mwendi lukalika kutari mafera kuli zevi hilo kili kama nye. Halusa litezi. Eni, halusa litezi ze ezahala. Kulizikone kuzwela pili kwe ezahala. La mvula hansika kona kumifari tavaza vango kize vihire. Kona kuli. Nilike kuzitali matali mafela kudovone kulikirika mainize ezahezi. Mwa mafelo aviki. Yelo zwela kuyona. Sina molu yezi zanga. Viki ni viki. Kuna ndila tareli nzi oma zeve ya kanzi vikuli kweza hezi chwani kwa. Eni. Ok, kuna nitava yeni vona fa. Kuna nitava yeni vona fa. Kuna kuli. Kitava kapakipiho ye ama lipirailo. Zezwe lila kwa skriti sa kavango West Kwani. Ko kukuluvelo wakuli. Kuseverisa kwa likaze kola. Kubona hala kuli kiko kungata ahululuri. Likande li vihiwa sinachwana. Kwa skriti sa Kavango West, kukubira kuri sesweli kuna ofeto ha. Kubasi vaka ko likaze kola. Zizwela pili kuhasana. So hulu kubavancha. Mi vaya hi vaskriti kibona vene vakonle kufa onari pila eloze. Kona kulitava yene eza hezi lavtanu viki ye ferire. Kwa haye ye vizwa kaye ura. Neista visiza hulu vavangata. Ko mushima ni walimo ze mashumi ya maveri ni ze supire. Walvizo la Ambrosius Muyeu. Kukulovero wakuli kuti na ale makire voku kwa haye ni voskulu wa haye. Ni chap. Mi vatimera. Va luvasi hamo chalo ni vayahi vavudela kuri. Enam chahayo walvizo lam yehu. Nana ni vutata. Vakusebedi sali kaze kola. Mina zivahala kuvaska tazi sestu na ahulu. Sivaka sana sizivahala kuvasesi na nikozo. Sesifona hala kutalimana ni matata amangata ahulu. Matata asona inge mo vanana vavangata. Seva sevedisa ahulu rika zekola. Mikirika zeva sevedisa mamandu avona. Kona kuli vava ngwi vava liva ya hiva haeye ye vizwa kao ye ura. Vava liva nana. Kutiba sevedisa rika zekola. Kusina savo kapa basa vila ilikuli ki matatamanyi ako na kuzuha. Fakusevelisa likaze kola. Mivu ngata vwava shemi vakonle kufitisa maikuto avona. Kaku vila kuli vaikutwa kuli hava na mata fa halimu avana vavona. Mikitava yevona hala kwekeza. Mungata wava na namo vasebeli sezari kaze kola. Mi yomu mwi na avurelela va makande valuna kuri. Litavazelu wazivihanga kwa mapokola. Kono kubona hala nge kuri hakuna sesi yezwa. Mi yoya na avurela ki waluvasi luamcha hayo. Ya na ale makire vo sukulu wa hae ni voku kwa hae. Miweke lize kuvirela kuri. Lulumela kuri ni baba leksa onalika ze kola ze. Vazi leksa mwangandale za wakengisa kuri vamlao. Vavirela kuri hava na vupaki vovu kona kutisa kuri vatamiwe. Mi mane fokungwi vanana vakataza mwamandu aluna. Mi lubudele luanga kuri hakuna limota za spokola zeko na kutahako haiva kuri luvihire. Mi onavutatavo wa mapokola kusako na kutaha. Mwari vakazaluna haluvihire. Nizona zitisavu tata vobuto na ahululuri. Mi vungatawa vatu vaye kutuwa kuri vamlao. Vawiseza fafasi. Mi baba mbavulela kuri. Kuna nevu tata vovtu na ahulu. Vovu swana inge. Political will. Kapa kukuza kukona. Kusireleza vava lekisari kaze kola. Mi kora kulivo makasa ingura. Vovu induna wa haeye ya kayaura. Bavulera kuri. Vakonle kulika kubiha ona li mandu. Ava kulubera kuri. Kona mokupira vatu vava leksari kaze kola kwa vanana. Kono hakuna seskonle kwe zahala. Mi vazazipiri kubulera kuri. Ritavaze zahalaze za zitunka ahulu maikuto. Kensa kuli mavasi asweli kuno avanwa. Mandu kapa rivaka momo ne kunani kuseha ne kupira hande. Se kupirwa kasavo. Vakengza kuli hakuziveri kuli sesko na kweza hala kamso kiskamain. Me vakonle kufa susuwezo ya kuvona kuli. Vamlao va tarima onaritavaze. Kengza kuli skriti sa Kavango West. Starimani ni kuluza vabancha vavanga tahulu. Vao vava itenga maritava za kuseveri salikaze kola. Nilitava za vuvangoki. Mi vava hulu ona maa hae. Nivona vasusuweza mapokola kukona kweza sisingwi. Hamocholo ni ma social workers. Ni vavereki vavangwi vamuso. Kukona kuvona kuli vatisa mlao. Mi vavule zimanzu ya akuli tava hakitava fela. Yakuweza policy palileli njilo maslo skuli lori vizachwan policing issue. This is just not a policing issue. Haluzivikuli wakoshi baba irekai mi wakonle kwekeza kuli. Kitava eva lukera kutalima kaputako. Wakengisa kuli kuna nebutokwa wakusireleza vanana hamocholo ni mandu. Nako inge isika fiterira kare. Mika kwa alavera fari tavaze ze konde kuzwa kiva ya hiva haye. Vo chief inspector vo Rainbet Muronga. Wakonle kuitumere la kuli. Kuna ni vava vihiwanga kuli. Vale kisari noze kola. Milipatiso zae zwanga. Kapaza vanga tenu. Mi vaikeze kakuvere la kuli. Kimi kwa yese veliswa kivao. Vava itingire maritavaze. Yesu wana inge kupata rika ze kola ze mapokola inge vasika fita kari. Kona kulirikezo ze swana inge ze zisitata farisa kukona kufumana vuniti kapa vupaki. Vovu speza kuri vatu vavava vihirwe kapa mutu yoya vihirwe kama nitiruli uleksa rika ze kola. Mi vae kerize kakuvurira kuri. Kuvatisa kwaritava kapa kwari pihoi kwa vuto kwa hulu. Vagensa kuli ukona kutusa kufumana yo ya tisa kapa kukuzwele langa lika ze kola. Insingi vava liseveri safera kapa vani vava zileksa mama kululu. Lukera kutisa kuli lika ze kola ze kunani kozi zwele la. Mikona mukwa kapa kona nzira. Yeluko na kuvona kuli luatatula tavaye kuzwelela kwa mivisi ya yona. Mivako nile kususweza vayahi vasivaka se. Baba yikutua kuli lipihoza vona hazitali mingwi. Haba viha kwa mapokola. Kulivako na kuvaswala vona kasivili kapa vo komishna wa skiriti. Mivai kereze kufurela kuli maofisa avo na kwa lohire. Mi nako kamkana vai tukiserize kuyoteleza lipiho. Mivako nle kususuweza hape vayahi vasiva kase. Kuli vaske vai tenga fela. Vaske vai tika kwa station za mapokola siri singwi fela. Haiva kuli station se singwi sivurela kuli hava nari motkala za kona kutahako. Kuna ni station seswana inge savunya kapasa nkure nkuru. Skona kufa mama yemo akutaha kwa lipiho zeo. Mivomronga vako nle kususweza hape kuli. Vayahi vasvakase, vakone kuvihanga ritavaze, kwa kwaliteshini za spokola ze shutana shutana, kavunako. Ni kufaritava kavutungi. Kulipatiso zikone kukala, kapalipatiso zikone kweza hala. Yensha kona kuli kipiho ya pilio. Kimi zuzu ye lishumi ni ya miveli. Ye. Yes ya lesku lukono kena mahola ya una ya muveli. Yensha.
Chaba zuhire.
Lu zuhire mzuhire chuan.
Ah, kiu na ba.
En.
Chaba mutaba mlo singali samu.
Anzi vikuli basi nengela ba ireka. Kolona ni babu wana fa basi ireka ken. Kavona anzi vikuli basi ireku yezanyi.
Ah, dimi doa pati na administration. Chaba na yo kiwa dimi niyo.
No, tulangu ni bala ni bapote. Anzi vikuli kiwa pote mai.
Oh. Tuzi ya kwa ni kazaba zaba 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 isi mzuhu.
Aha.
Papo que ele que eu lá, na polícia.
Aha.
É.
Ok.
E. Estava a corruption.
Muito ele dizer com a Macarelo.
E. Estava a olhar Angelino. Zé. Gama Serene. Gama Serene na Maquésimo. Eu tive 400 and something million, né?
É.
Mas é não que a manga tá rolando.
Qual a linha na folha da ma taxi é nem quase malova, curi na me bia na animali.
É.
Muito nem muito bom na me bia o cona com a milione.
É.
Vou
mudar muito 400 milione eu. Que maria manga tá, ande never vou na va, abasica a chava nosi. Quando a curi vai Chile. Kiwa banga tawa chile mashele nao. Nane kama kuli kambe kuli foko mwa tuvaka nevo niti. Kuli faka cheku lupi kuma argument. Kuli hapo niti mashele nwa chile. Yuruvule soke mashele nino lufile mgete ningete 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 mkana mkana mkana. Nisi tante nina wende kazo ni mkazi ni mkazi ni kasa yusa. Fale kimu kwa sera wakuli. Sika niyao seye zize niyao sifo kulifane ni nene nifune ni chile. Kama kuna ni mulao. Ipeto uli haa. Mulao peto uwe ni nabataba loya maloya ba niye mele. Eh? Kweza prolongu nike kwa watame akui tume na kuli haa. Kamuta vendeza kwa vila vila mwako zae kutumai mutuwe waaswe kwa mwako ntiko ye ni nalika vila kita kiki kwa vuniti. That's the truth. Eh? Kambu kulitava ya nikambe zora nga deep down from the bottom of our heart kuli kini niti uli mtu waswe nga faa tawataka vula tawataka vula kwa kizai niti kambu kivuta hata akuli 400 and something million yeo.
Ok, boma sule
sha
kere vakala vakuta ya luna
kere vakala
eh
ok, alutele wate nga tulutele zuluvi hamo
en sha bye bye.
I proceed, Your Worship.
You can proceed.
Yes. Now, sir, I would like to take you to page I'm referring to Enercon account number
80035108488. Can you just log down? What is account?
80035108488.
You indicated the page.
Page 7.
Okay.
Action number 102, dated 19 July 2022. Yes. Now, sir, can you confirm that from the sale of the 9 service stations, Enercon got the amount of 53,212,000.
Yes, sir.
And then what happened to the money? What happened to the 35,000, if you can recall? 35 million, my apologies.
35 million was transferred to the Namco account as per the agreement, which is the one that ends with 20.
So can you just speak up?
Yes, it was transferred to the account, to the 35 million was paid into a joint account.
Into?
Yeah, in the account that ends with, I can just go to the agreement. It was paid in account 80235315 20 of Enercon, where Namco executive had a signatory powers.
Which Namco executive had signatory?
Jennifer, Mrs. Jennifer Mkwai.
And Why would Jennifer Mukwai be a signatory account to an Enercon account, whereas she was working for Namco?
That emanates from the fuel supply agreement that we have here, that we have been speaking about. If I can just refer you to...
It's fine. We can dispense with that. Now, is it correct that prior to you signing the asset purchase agreement with Namco on the 15th of July, Namco some money, about 108 million?
This is a question. My client is charged in personal capacity. If he is saying you, and is referring to Peter Erindi, he must be specific. If he wants to speak to Enercon, then he must say.
Your Worship, it's just unfortunate they can talk Enercon because it's Enercon. Perhaps I need to be specific, but when I say you, I mean Enercon because he was representing Enercon when he entered into the agreement with Namco.
No, yes. Can you just ask Mr. Namanji?
He must be specific.
Just specify. Yes.
I'll specify.
Yes.
Is it correct that at the time you signed the agreement, the asset purchase agreement on 18 July 2022, Enercon owed money to Namco?
Yes.
In the amount of 108 million, is it correct?
I cannot confirm to that amount, but I know there was money owed.
108. Well, so if I tell you that you Enercon was indebted to Namco in the amount of 108 million, then you cannot dispute.
I still have to confirm that one, but I know there was money owed.
Okay. Now, there will be evidence led from the investigating officer that because you owed, Enercon owed Namco in the amount of 108 million, the 35 million that you paid, that Enercon paid to Namco, was to settle the debt that you, that Enercon owed to Namco.
Yeah, yes. Just pause. You can proceed.
And it is also correct that you, Mr.
answered the first question. My colleague goes on.
He said yes.
And
you, as the director of Enercon, represented Enercon in the payment of that debt. And I put it to you that the 35 million, in fact, was just paid the next day thereafter, was paid to the account of NAMCO by Enercon. Do you agree?
Yes.
And the amount of 18,212,000 then remained thereafter. You agree?
The amount of 18 million was paid to Enercon as per the agreement.
No, just be with me. I'm saying 53,212,000 was paid by NAMCO to an account of Enercon. Do you understand?
Mr. You are saying was paid by NAMCO to an account of Enercon?
Yes.
Which
for
one?
The purchase agreement.
Can you just repeat it?
I'm saying an amount of 53,212,000 was paid by NAMCO to Enercon.
But that was the agreement, 53 million.
Yes. So I'm qualifying it to say from the 53 million,
yes,
then 35 million was then there after the next day paid back to NAMCO for the debts that Enercon owed to NAMCO.
Yes.
So I'm saying an amount from that, since 35 million was paid back to NAMCO,
yes,
an amount of 18,212,000 remained. Are you in agreement?
It remained where?
It remained with you, with Enercon.
Yeah, that
yes.
was there, the agreement. Yes.
Okay. And then from the 18,212,000, are you in agreement that 9,500,000 was paid to an account of Eco Trading?
Yes.
Who owns Eco Trading?
It's owned by Victor Malima. It's owned by Victor Malima.
Do you know Victor Malima?
Yes, I know Victor.
At that time, what was the relationship between Victor Malima and yourself in your personal capacity? Let me start there.
Let me put it this way. Victor Malima, Eco Trading was paid by Enercon because Eco Trading was the supplier of fuel products to Enercon.
No, that's what I didn't ask you that. I'm saying, what was your relationship personally between yourself and Eco Malima?
I just know Victor Malima. He grew up with me.
So what was the relationship between Enercon and Eco Trading owned by Victor Simaneka Malima?
Just pause that before you respond. Yes.
It was that one of fuel supply. Enercon was receiving fuel supply from Eco Trading.
You say he grew up, Mr. Victor Simaneka Malima, say he grew up with you. What do you mean? Was he your child? Was he staying in your house? Well, what does that mean?
He, around the age of 16, probably had difficulties where he was with his father. I took him because his mother is related to my wife.
Now, are you aware that the money, the 9.5 million that was paid from Enercon Namibia to Eco Trading was distributed as follows, and I'll demonstrate with bank statements. Let me tell you, let me break it down. Do you know that an amount of 1
$1,470,000 was paid to Quality Meat Supplies. Are you aware of that?
No.
Are you also aware that an amount of $960,000 was paid from Quality Meat Supplies into the personal account of Mr. Cedric Bilemse, accused number two?
No.
Are you also aware? Was paid into the account of Panduleni Farming from Quality Meat Supplies?
I don't know.
Just hold on. Yes.
And are you aware that Victor Malima, I'll get to the account, but I just want to state this to you. Are you aware that Victor Simaneka Malima bought a car for accused one, a motor vehicle, an Audi Q8?
No.
And this car is registered in the name of Hileni Kamati. Are you aware of that?
No, not at all.
And are you aware that the insurance of that car is actually being paid by Echo Trading?
I don't know.
All right. Now, let's get to the bank statements. Yeah, so on the account of Echo Trading, Your Worship, page... there is a copy that I gave for the court. Is the court?
Yes, I have the.
Yes. The one account that.
At what page?
Oh yes. Page 4.
Page 4.
Yes, page 4. Echo Trading. Is the court there? I had previously referred to the transaction of 19 July 2022. May I proceed, Your Worship?
July 19 at page 4.
Yes, page 4.
My page 4 only indicates the month of May.
You see the account that ends with 823.
I only have one bundle. I don't know whether of account. The one you gave me, Eddie. Yes.
Your Worship, may I just seek clarity? The one that was previously given, which account number is that?
This one indicates the one ending with
8-4. Is it Echo Trading? My apologies.
You can just confirm.
It was Enercon. But the court can still have both copies. I've moved on to Echo Trading. My apologies. Page 4, the date is 19 July 2022.
Yes.
Mr. Elinde, I want you to look at the amount of 9.5 million. Do you see it when it came into that account?
Which account?
The amount of the account of Echo Trading. Or you don't have the copy?
can we kindly ask, is there a particular reason why we were not given these documents? So that my client prepare and we also know what's going on before. The account, of course, the accounts I can see has nothing to do with my client, but if the state is going to use a document and they want to produce it, it's a cardinal, a basic requirement that not the court, but the accused lawyers and the accused are given an opportunity, particularly before the accused person finished testifying. So now even on our part, we are now going through trying to catch up which pages and so forth. I know it has nothing to do with my client, but please, we must be given with documents so that we know. And we can also assist the state and paginate them and put them together perhaps. It's becoming very difficult, honestly, Your Worship. And we are not trying to be obstructive.
Advocate.
Your Worship, I don't know if I should respond to that or just proceed. Because we disclose as we go by, and unfortunately, I think I don't want to repeat the predicament that we found ourselves in, is that we had from the beginning intended to disclose the documents, but at least we have the beauty that we had.
But have the documents been provided to Mr. Naman?
Should it was provided to his assistant, Mr. Gayab.
Mr. Gayab, are you at that page? Can you see where he is at?
Your Worship, we are at the page that my colleague is referring to, but the court would recall prior to commencing now, the initial reason that led to the adjournment was a complaint from my side to say that, but we don't have specific documents that my colleague is referring to, but we have during the adjournment been provided with this bank statement. And it just goes to show what my colleague responded now on record to say, we will disclose the documents as we go along. Hence, I said, we don't know what we will get at what stage.
Yes, we can proceed.
All right. Before I proceed, do you know Jennifer Hamukwaya personally, yourself?
I know her, but not my friend.
Do you know Panduleni Hamukwaya?
Yes, Panduleni I know. I know Panduleni.
What is your relationship with Panduleni Hamukwaya?
Panduleni studied in Cuba just like me.
Oh, so you know each other?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's go to the bank statement of Eco Trading on page 4. Now, do you see the amount of 9.5 million coming into the account of Eco Trading? You see in the credit column?
Mm-hmm.
And then do you see that
which page you said?
Page 4 of that document.
Yes.
Do you also see that on the 20th of July, an amount of 1,470,000 was debited from that account? Do you also see, and that amount that I'm referring to is the amount that was sent to Quality Meat Supplies. I'll show you the bank statement. Mm-hmm. But I'm just alerting you that, do you see it? And then do you also see I will give you another document now. So we should just... Yes. Just want to give a copy to the court to be able to follow. Thank you. have the bank statement of Quality Meat Supplies, account number 80238 9861.
Yeah. Can I just please say something?
Yes.
My role ended when we transferred money to Eco Trading. I was not in charge of Eco Trading. The activities of Eco Trading and the dealings of Eco Trading were not handled by me. I was not briefed. Victor Malima was completely independent in his decision making, dating back as far as 2018 in all his dealing when it comes to entities that are related to him. So it would be unfair for me to go through all this transaction when my role as a director of Enercon ended when I transferred those funds to Eco Trading.
Yes, I understand that, but that you have already said he was well known to you. In fact, he grew up in your house.
Yes.
All right. So let's go to that document that relates to Quality Meat Supplies on page 2 of yes. That document. I'll refer you to Your Worship on that document, page 2, transaction of 20 July. I think the transaction code is 1155. Do you see an amount of 500,000 that was debited, in other words, sent to, or firstly, let me start with the 1,470,000. My apologies.
You are page
20 July. The same page, just above that. On the same page, on page 2. The one in the credit column, 1,470,000.
Just a minute. Yes.
Are you, Ms. Tylinde, are you on the document of Quality Meat Supplies?
Yes.
Council for the State. Your Worship, I don't mean to interrupt, but I think it will go much better if my colleague just refers to the transaction code in the left side of any bank statement, then it will assist the witness. Additionally, if we can give him a blank page, he can take one of mine. Then what he does, Your Worship, he just holds it like this under the transaction. It will really assist all of us, because I noted from yesterday that it's difficult for him to follow. Transaction code, and then we give him a blank page, because he doesn't have a ruler. If it pleases you. Yeah, I can give him one.
Well, that's what I've been doing. Sir, 20 July, transaction number 155.
Yes.
And in fact, I had said, let's go to the amount of...
Just slow down, just give him, are you there?
20 July, yes. 155.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In fact, before I asked you about that amount, I had asked you that, do you see on... the same page, just above that, on the 20th of July, transaction number 107, Eco Trading loan payment, 1,470,000. Do you see that amount, credit column, the amount coming in?
Mm-hmm.
And do you see that on the same day, an amount of 500,000?
Read loan payment.
Is
it, yes, it's a document is the best evidence.
Yes.
He must read what the document says.
It was just a slip of the tongue. It's not intended to mislead the court.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm referring to the transaction of 20 July.
Transaction code?
Transaction code 155 that says Panduleni Farming, 500,000. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. And then on the same, on the next day, just below that, 21 July, okay. Transaction number 155, yes. CP Willemse. Do you see that?
Yes.
960,000.
No, it cannot go on that. Can for this record is being typed, Your Lordship. If somebody typed up this record, my colleague is reading CP Verum, it says dash, then it says something. He must complete the what is standing, because this is a real evidence. A statement speaks for itself. It's not for him to cut out some words. It says game and goats. Why are you skipping it?
No, I'm not referring to that transaction. It's not that one. And I think he's mistaken.
Okay,
I'm referring to the 960, the court, not the 150.
The court?
Under the 500,000. The code is
155.
Yes, 155. So there is no misleading there. It's him that is mistaken.
Okay, yes. We can.
So, Mr. Elindi, do you see on 21 July transaction number 155, branch origin branch code 40, CP Willems and 960? Do you see that?
Yes.
All right. Now, I want to put it to you that this account of Quality Meat Supplies was a conduit to launder the money or to steal the money. As soon as it came from Eco Trading, it was distributed to Panduleni Farming and CP Willemse.
No, for me, it ends up when I transfer the money to Eco Fuel for purpose of fuel supply. What Eco Trading did with that money, I don't know.
And I want to put it to you further that the 960,000, I'll start there, the 960,000 that was paid to CP Willemse was paid to him as a bribe for authorizing the sale of the service station in the amount of 53,212,000. The investigating officer will come and testify to that effect.
Yeah.
You should. Just a minute, before you respond.
My client is coming to occasion here. The state must first have put and say, according to a statement in front of me, the investigating officer would come and testify in order to qualify. He just make a statement from the bar. And further to that, it would be unfair for the state to get that information through the witness before court. That these questions should be put to whoever's the owner or the member of Quality Meat Supply. It is unfair to get that kind of evidence and baseless allegations already onto the record. Because that evidence, it must be proven by facts, not as he put it.
I'm the one representing the witness. But the problem is here. If my colleague is making direct allegations that 960 is a bribe, given the nature of the offenses faced by my client, so that I know when I re-examine my client, he must then specify. If he's talking about is a bribe paid by somebody else, he must be specific so that I know that he is not dealing with the allegations in the indictment against my client. But if he is saying it's a payment of a bribe, but he wants to refer to my client, then he must say so that I relate it to the charge. Remember, Your Worship, you can look at your notes. He did not say a payment of a bribe by who. He simply said it was a payment of a bribe. It would be fair because he has statements and he knows his case. If my client is involved, he must then suggest to him so that I can relate it to the charge, so that when I cross-examine the investigating officer, I know that the allegation that were being made by my colleague specifically targeted my client. If they do not target my client, I will not cross-examine the investigating officer, because I know that is not an allegation directed to my client. I have no problem if he says, it's you, Mr. Elindi. With greatest respect.
Yes.
Your Worship, towards the end of the question, it's just that Mr. Engelbrecht rose. In fact, I'd qualify the question to say the investigating officer will come and say that the 960,000 was paid as a bribe to Mr. C.P. Willemse. And I'm putting this question because the court will note that there is an account that relates to that amount in respect of accused two, and further to qualify that question, because that's why I've laid down the basis that the money came from Enercon, Eco Trading, and then Quality Meat Supplies, and distributed from Quality Meat Supplies to these people. That's why I laid the basis, so I do not see the confusion here with regard to the question I'm putting.
Yes, that is exactly what you are saying. If my colleague is saying, then it's good. If he is saying, or he's saying, accused number two is facing that specific offense, if my colleague can just point out which one so that I can explain my objection. If he can just say which count so that I can see, so that it's very clear.
Which one? Your Worship, I just want to
take your time.
Worship, there is no such an offense against accused number two as my colleague suggests.
Just a minute, he is still checking.
May I request that I move on to a different question? I think I'll get back to that aspect.
You can move on.
So, let's get to the 500,000.
What is the court?
The court, the date 20 July 2022, code 107. No, 500,000 to Panduleni family. I put it to you that the investigating officer is coming to testify that that money, I just want to refer to the necessary charge so that there is no objection to that effect. Yes, it relates to, it's count 71 in respect of accused 15, an entity owned by accused, or that was represented by accused 8, Panduleni Hamukwaya.
And your worship,
if that is the case, unless that charge suggests my client or the charge of the other accused person suggests that my client was involved, my client has no business to answer on behalf of an accused person who is in a dock. I checked. There is no such a charge from page 14, Peter Erindi, to page 17 against my client. Count 17, your 71, your worship, it's at number, in my bundle. It's at number 32. That charge is against a cross corporation, which is in any way is not, a cross corporation doesn't bring a bail application. It's not here, it's not even in this proceedings, because companies are not given bail. So, and it's provisionally liquidated. The representative of this cross corporation is a liquidator, provisional liquidator. So my client has no power whatsoever. He was not a member of this, and he is not suggested to have worked. There is nothing in this charge that says that CC worked with my client. If it is 71, my client can never respond on behalf of somebody else. In fact, it's irregular. It will be an irregularity in this proceeding.
Well, Your Worship, if the accused has an answer, if he can answer, I think it's up to him to answer, not for counsel to answer for him. Because every question I put, then it seems like Mr. Namanje wants to answer for the accused.
No, if he has no...
JSB. Namibia, it's time to dream big with JSB Sports. The Mega Giveaway 2025 is here with a massive 1 million Namibian dollars in total prizes to be won. Here's how to win. With every losing bet on our sports book of 20 Namibian dollars or more, you're automatically entered into the draw. That's right. Even when luck isn't on your side, you still have a chance to win big. Back your favorite teams, take your best shot, and let your losses turn into an opportunity for glory. Don't miss out. Visit jsbsports.bet. Place your bets and be part of the action. JSB Sports, bet with the best.
JSB supports responsible gambling and is not for persons under the age of 18.
Allegations by the state so that counsel can consult with the accused person in an attempt to suppress the state case and to strengthen his defense to show that the state case is weaker. Here is the problem. There is nothing wrong, your worship, for my colleague to simply say, the money that went, he has answered that, look, the money that came from Enecon was paid to Eco Trading,
yes,
or whatever. He can go on and list, but the problem is the state never charged my client. If the state had a problem, criminally-wise, with my client, they would, of course, have charged him with those transactions beyond what Enecon paid, and my client is not charged. So that is, we don't even have a problem on behalf of the accused person. I can even accept. Let's accept it's a way, accused person will never testify anything relevant to that because he has already said he knows nothing about those payments.
Okay, then to cut it short, then we can move on.
Exactly.
Can you, accuse, do you have any comment on that or no comment?
I'm just...
Yes.
I have to rise at this point. When the counsel for the state was posing the question, he made specific reference to count 71.
Yeah.
Your Worship, I invite you in that regard to have regard to the bundle of the charges and legislation at page 32. He then says that 500,000 of 20 July 2022 speaks to count 71.